KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. I am here interrupting your normal programming with a special thing that we have going on in the radio studio right now. One of my favorite bands personally, and one that's playing the Observatory tonight with Alkaline Trio. They're called Bayside. We're in with Anthony Ranieri and Jack O'Shea. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for coming.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
How's the energy level at this time of the day for Bayside?
It's the beginning of the tour. We were all on the East Coast just a couple of days ago, so we haven't adjusted to the time difference yet.
Yeah, so it's actually like 3:20 in the afternoon.
You're good to go.
It's actually kind of like we would have been up for a couple hours at this point.
Well, I just got done picking up the guys from the band at the Observatory, and the other half of your band is like doing a jail cell style workout outside the bus.
Yeah.
So it seems like you guys are indeed up and moving.
Well, you know, you have to try to make yourself comfortable on tour, you know. So when we were younger, we used to treat tour like a road trip, you know, and you'd eat whatever and
right.
you'd hang out. And now you have to try to like go about your business. You know what I mean? You
gotta
try
to eat
healthy and like, you got to try to eat healthy and you have to exercise and, you know, do all kinds of things.
Jack, before we get too far into this, you're going to have to tell the U2 story you were telling. Because we were playing U2's Desire, and of course, Anthony said it was Jack's best story.
It's not his best story,
but it's up
one
there.
Of his better. Jack has some insane stories.
All right, we'll have to hear it.
All right, so I live in Manhattan. I live in the Upper East Side, and there was a bar that recently closed called Elaine's. That's sort of this weird older celebrity hangout bar. It's not like a hip celebrity place, but I mean, you might find someone like Woody Allen in there or Clint Eastwood. I know David Bowie has had like kind of weird after parties there.
Highbrow celebrity.
Yeah, it's like a weird
highbrow.
So it's right down the street, and we'd gone in there a handful of times. And it's one of the places where they kind of don't really welcome a lot of new people in there. If you go in, they'll kind of give you dirty looks and try to kind of shoo you out the door, because the people who were in there typically don't like being looked at or kind of hassled. So anyway, we had made friends with the bartender. We'd gone in there a lot of times, and we kind of have our spots at the bar. And we'd gone in one night and just having drinks, and this guy sat down next to us with an Irish accent, and he's just chatting away, and we're just talking. The bartender did a cursory introduction, be like, oh, hey, you know, Jackson music, you should, and kind of going on, be like, oh, you're in a band, what do you do? Well, I'm in this band called Bayside, we tour all over the place. And he kind of dropped the subtle, like, oh, I'm in a band too. We're like, oh, that's cool, man, that's cool.
Just and that's like one of the worst things you can hear.
Yeah,
like
I'm in a band too.
You guys probably get that a lot.
When you're off tour, when you're not on tour, and you know what I mean, and you're just at home with your like wife and you want to relax, and then it's like, oh, I play in a band.
We got gigs. We play at the bar down the street.
Where do you play? What kind of guitars are you playing?
Right. Covers or originals, man.
How'd you get signed? Can you pass my demo? Can you do that? You know, that's the last thing you want to hear when you're like hanging out with your wife at home.
Yeah, so we're just chatting, and, you know, he's kind of, it's very pleasant. It's not a bad conversation. Anyway, this woman comes in behind us, taps him, and pulls him out. And, before that, we had been talking, and he was like, oh, yeah, I play in a band. We're doing this whole thing in New York now. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, what band are you in? Oh, no, actually, well, I'm sorry, I'm stammering. This is kind of a bad...
Anthony's messing up the story completely.
All right, so here we go. He was talking about music, and we were talking about what bands we liked, and I said, you know, I'm really into guitar rock. I love bands like Thin Lizzy, and he's like, oh, Thin Lizzy. Yeah, I was like, Thin Lizzy's my second favorite band from Ireland. And he was like, oh, yeah? He's like, who's number two? I was like, well, you know, I used to like U2, but after kind of Rattlin' Hum, it all went weird for me with Octung Baby kind of turning electronic. I feel like they lost touch with what they were.
You told him.
Well, I didn't know it was him. And then he was like, oh, man, you know, it's funny. I play drums in U2. And I was like, get out of here. I was like, yeah, sure you do. Yeah, me too, buddy. Whatever. So we just kind of going on. Like, oh, yeah, well, you just got that new record coming out. You must be touring pretty heavy. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going out to China. We're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, that's great. China, sure.
But I wasn't being a jerk about it. I was actually like, oh, that's really cool. Like, that's great that you're feigning interest. Yeah, sure. Like, I am familiar with you. That's really cool. That must be cool being in a band with Bono. How is he? Is he a jerk? Ha ha. He's like, oh, yeah, he's kind of a jerk. Ha ha. So anyway, this woman comes in behind him, taps him, and he takes off. And me and my wife are just like, can you believe this guy? Like,
look at this joker
telling me, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm in U2. Buy me a drink. I'm like, okay. And then the bartender, Alex, comes over. He's like, that's Larry Mullen Jr. I was like, no, it's not. I'm like, look at him. That's not the guy. He's like, well, the woman who just tapped him on the shoulder is the music editor for the New York Times. I look over, and he's at one of the tables that you're not allowed to sit at. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
And then he's like, yeah, check out this credit card. And I was like, oh, man. So he comes back and sits back down, and we chat for another 15 minutes, and then we just... He's like, hey, man, I got to leave. Good luck with everything. I was like, yeah, you too. I'm really sorry. I didn't believe you were the guy. Kind of just like,
oh, man. Shit.
But I mean, I can't tell him. Like, I didn't believe you were the guy, but now I have proof. And holy crap, I'm really excited to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but the bartender showed me your credit card, and now I know it's you.
So it's kind of like, oh, man, good luck with everything, guy, and you too. That's really
Is
cool.
Is that the
Larry.
Only time you've accidentally insulted a band to their face?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Accidentally?
Well, is drinking count as accidentally?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Or maybe not a band. I mean, it's kind of, it's like when you told the guy, what's the guy's name from Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, Jonathan Silverman I met. And I had a couple interactions with him where I met him. And then I kind of re-met him 15 minutes later. So I went up to him and I gave him, I'd been drinking. It was like it was one of those day drinking things. This was like 10 years ago. Came up and I was like, Jonathan Silverman. And I was like, give me a hug. And he was like, all right, man. And I was like, Weekend at Bernie's was a great thing. Great film. Weekend at Bernie's 2, not such a great film. So he kind of pushed me off. And then,
not accidental, though. That's
no, that was kind of me being a jerk.
Well, the amount of celebrities that you've met, as we were discussing in the car, is really impressive. Like, well, we were talking about on Warped Tour how you had an autograph signing with like Michael Cera and Jonah Hill and Bill Hader. It's funny.
Funniest part about it, though, is that it was right before Superbad came out. It was like a cross promotion for like, the Bayside record and Superbad, and those kids in Superbad like weren't really famous yet. You know,
right.
Michael Cera did Arrested Development, but the other guys like weren't. Jonah Hill had like some bit parts and things.
Yeah.
Bill Hader had a couple of bit parts. But,
so all the punk kids are coming to talk to you and ignoring.
And we were more famous than they were. From then, and then that lasted about like a week until Superbad came out.
How funny.
And then
forget it.
Yeah, and then forget about it. But then at the moment, we were actually more famous than they were. They were lucky to be sharing a table with us.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They came back to the bus and we had that kind of conversation of just like the different world thing where it was funny to have, you know, we're in our tour bus and we're doing our day-to-day thing and they were totally blown out. Like, this is crazy. You get to live on this bus and you get just drinking whiskey.
And
you
now look like they're probably flying around in jets and stuff.
Yeah,
or whatever.
And we were like, you're in a movie.
Yeah, you're an actor. You were in Arrested Development. You think it's cool that we can play Guitar Hero in the back lounge of the bus?
All right, we're in studio with the guys from Bayside. Anthony and Jack are here. We're going to go to a song by them in a second and come back and talk about new stuff that's on the way, what the show is looking like tonight at the Observatory again with Alkaline Trio this evening. Let's play one from the cover album, Covers Volume 1. Cool. Now, I want to ask you before we play this, did you choose this Billy Joel song because it has your first name in it?
No, it's a coincidence.
No, it's kind of a coincidence.
I've been saying for years that that song would make a really good like heavier rock song. The chord progressions and stuff really lends itself to being real heavy.
Well, that's what they have done. It's one of my favorite Billy Joel songs, so that's why I chose it. Bayside covering Moving Out on KX93.5. We, in fact, have Anthony Ranieri in studio with us and Jack O'Shea. They're the guys from Bayside, at least about half of them. They're playing a show tonight at the Observatory in Santa Ana. I believe tickets are... I was told it was sold out, but I went online and I was able to still get one, so...
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yeah. Did you think it was sold out, too?
I was under the impression it's been sold out for, like, over a month.
Well, either they released more today,
maybe,
or I'm completely wrong.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to try to get a ticket, you can, of course, at observatoryoc.com. They're playing with Alkaline Trio. Have you even met the guys of Alkaline Trio yet? Because tonight's the first night of the tour.
It is the first night of the tour, but we've known them for years, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did they invite you to do this with them, or how did the whole thing...
I guess so.
Yeah, I believe we kind of found out through a manager that we were working with at the time that we had been offered this tour. So
we're the same booking agent.
Yeah.
Okay.
As
all right.
Trio. But we, like I said, we've known them for like a super long time. It's
cool.
Sort of like we share a lot of fans. You know, right when this tour was announced, there was a lot of people saying like, "Those are my two favorite bands." You know,
yeah.
I have a tattoo of both of their logos. You know, so.
It's been a long time coming.
When I said somebody, I'm interviewing Bayside today. I said, oh yeah, they're a lot like Alkaline Trio.
Right.
And I said, funny enough, they're touring together. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing about Taking Back Sunday because that was the last band you toured with, and like your band and Taking Back Sunday and maybe like Brand New. That's the stuff I grew up in, like in high school. You know, so it's all. Us former emo kids,
right?
You know, we love that and we miss that. So I assume you probably see like a lot of 20-somethings who love like The Walking Wounded and the original Bayside stuff, but also maybe discovering you now. Is it a unique combination?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
really luckily there's new. We're still making new fans on the new records and stuff like that, which after all these years is
It's nice. It's nice to play shows too where there's not really a defined age demographic. It's nice to look out in the crowd and you'll see people who are 12, 13, and you'll also see people who are 50 plus. I mean, we've I've met people who are grandparents who are coming up and be like, that's awesome. You guys are great.
I think I saw you play, if I'm correct, with Megan Dia. Mm-hmm. Did you play? Did you have a tour with them, or at least a couple shows?
And Berlin, Megan.
That's right. Yeah. Whatever year that was. And now Dia, who is on The Voice, is doing pretty well. She's pretty famous now, actually. So we talked a little bit about this a little earlier, but the most recent release thing was your self-released album, the covers album. Right after this tour is over, is that when we might see some new Bayside stuff?
Yeah, probably right after this tour ends, we'll get into the studio, probably spend most of the summer recording the next record, and I think we'll get it out probably early 2014.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Cool. I also want to ask you, being in California, how does it compare to the New York coastline? Can you give us some props?
They're both beautiful. they're completely different, but they're both beautiful in their own right.
Absolutely. It's nice you get the ocean. This is a nice calming change of pace as well, too, coming from a little bit more hectic East Coast.
One thing I've always thought really cool about you is that your songwriting is like sounds very New Yorker. Like, I've only been there a couple times, mm-hmm. but knowing where you're from, and like it's very rooted in where you're from. And I think a lot of our musicians here do the same thing. Like, where you're from identifies so much into your music.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I think there's an attitude, you know, with certain cities give off that thing. They say that a lot about Chicago bands as well. Yeah. Like there's, or obviously like bands from London, you know, bands who are like not England, but London.
Right.
You know, there's like the Amy Winehouses and stuff like that of the world who just kind of scream their city without ever saying the name of it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think New York is obviously one of those cities where like the attitude just comes across in anybody's personality who's from there.
So for anybody going to the show tonight, again, Alkaline Trio and Bayside playing together at the Observatory, you told me you switched up the set a little bit. As far as I'm concerned, you've historically always ended with a song that we're about to play called Devotion and Desire.
Yep.
Do you still do that? Can I ask that question?
Well, I guess I don't know.
I don't know. You might have to come tonight and find out.
It's sold out, Jack.
There are ways, man. You don't want to know, but there are ways.
We're changing it up a bunch. We're going to play a lot of, like I was saying earlier, this is probably the fifth or sixth tour around this country since Killing Time came out. So we... we know a lot of people are seeing us for the sixth time or so, seventh time in the last 2 years or three years. So we felt like we really needed to dig a little deeper into the catalog and give people some surprises on this time around. So we're probably playing some songs on this tour that a lot of people will have never heard us play before.
Actually, we're playing two. I can think of a couple songs we're playing that we've actually never played.
Yeah, wow. A couple of songs that we've never played ever live before. And then a couple of songs that we've played...
not in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, not often enough. There's probably a lot of fans that haven't heard us play a lot of the songs we're going to play.
I know that the acoustic album you did came from like a very tough place, but do you take a moment during the set to play anything acoustic to remember that?
We have.
Yeah.
This tour in particular, we're not.
Yeah, on a support slot when time is a little bit limited. I mean, these are kind of the same thing when we run into the issue of... that we have five full length albums plus more material as well.
You're getting into a big catalog.
When you're limited to a 45 minute or even 60 minute slot, then you really have to kind of pick. It just becomes very difficult. So to do something like acoustic really eats in a lot of time. But you know, there's some stuff maybe down the road where people might have more of an opportunity to see those things.
All right. Well, vagueness aside, Bayside is playing tonight. What do you know? What time you guys go on? Do you know the set time?
I do. If you ask me that question again in 30 seconds,
all right, I'm going to stall. usually Observatory gets going fairly late. I think Alkaline Trio probably takes the stage at like 9:30, meaning you guys probably go on at like 8:15. I'm guessing.
That sounds like a good guess.
Are you finding it? All right, well.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong or you're right.
All right, I appreciate that. Anyway, Observatory in downtown Santa Ana on Harbor Boulevard. We're going to do one more Bayside song. I want to thank you guys so much. Like I said, you know, we're a new radio station. We're just kind of growing here in Laguna Beach with our beachside studio. And it means a lot for a band like you guys to roll through and to support us and allow me to pick you up from the damn venue and bring you down here to do this.
No, it's awesome. Thank you for having us. Letting us spend like an hour or so in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to be.
A lot better than the office park I've spent the most of the day in so far today.
Yeah, it's not around a great area, the venue, but... thank you so much, guys, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Again, Anthony Ranieri and Jack O'Shea from the band Bayside.